You are listening to the Curious Human Podcast, powered by the Prairie Collective. This is a space for you to deepen your wellness practices, connect with humans that inspire your evolution, and learn about topics that are going to help you navigate the challenges of the human experience. Hi, and welcome here. I'm your host, Rochelle Taylor, and today's guest is Kevin Naidu, a movement and meditation instructor born in South Africa who now calls the Paris of the Prairies, Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, home. Kevin's offerings are filled with devotion, ceremony, and ritual, and are shared with the intention of reclaiming our power, cultivating self-love, and finding forgiveness in order to heal. Curious humans, this interview is so good. Kevin speaks open and honestly about the opportunities that lie within this moment, is fully transparent with what he's learning and how he's growing, and speaks to how he's putting his intention to be a voice for the voiceless into action. Okay. Hi, Kevin.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. I'm so happy to have you here today.
Thank you so much for having me. I feel so grateful to be here.
Well, I'm really excited to chat with you today. And first off, how are you doing today? Where are you coming to us from?
I am coming from Saskatoon and I'm doing great. It's a little rainy and windy, but it's okay. I got up really feeling grateful today. So just sitting in the vibration of gratitude.
Amazing. What are you grateful for?
I am grateful for, if I'm really being transparent, I'm grateful for my mom. Mm-hmm. I lost my mom 7 months ago, and she is here with me every day. She shows up through signs, through messages, and just showing me that she's always in that cave of my heart. I really, really feel her every single morning.
Yeah. Oh, that's so beautiful. And I appreciate the transparency. We are really... We try to create spaces where that authenticity and transparency is welcome because we know the ripple effects, of course, create,
right.
It gives permission for others to be transparent. So I appreciate that. And I know those feelings. I lost a parent as well. And it was 14 years ago. And while it doesn't get easier, it kind of does, but they still pop in and show up and show you that they're there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It is something to be totally grateful for. So thank you for sharing that. And so you are a yoga instructor, movement instructor in Saskatoon in the Paris of the Prairies.
Yeah.
What is your practice looking like today, right now in the summer of 2020?
Okay. So my practice right now is about diving inside. My practice is the physical has become secondary, and it's been a dive deep inside, doing a lot of shadow work, doing a lot of connecting to aspects of Kevin that I forgot about, aspects before trauma, aspects before addiction, aspects before I gave my power away, and just really reclaiming all aspects of Kevin.
And so I'd actually love if we could expand on that a little bit, because I've been seeing, and I'm sure others have as well, this concept of shadow work, right? And so can you explain and provide a little clarity? What does that look like as a practice, right? Like what?
Right.
Right.
So shadow work, shadow is those pieces inside that we often don't want anyone else to see, that we feel embarrassed about, or it brings up shame, or it brings up guilt, or it brings up all these pieces that we just hide and hide and hide and don't want anyone else to see, if not even vocalize. So shadow work is being able to dive deep inside. And for me, my biggest freedom in shadow work is when I can actually give voice. Because if I can give voice to something that happened, I'm free from it. I can speak about it. It doesn't cause me any hook anymore. So a perfect example for me is during the midst of addiction for me, I tried to kill myself. It was something I didn't talk about for a really long time, but I've been able to follow the thread down and go into that place and feel where Kevin was at in that place, feel what happened in that place and where he really was in an emotional and physical capability in that place. And once I was able to get there, I really do believe that vulnerability is our biggest strength in this world. And when we can tap into the emotions inside and be honest with them, we can free ourselves. We can transform the shadow into light so we can give voice. So it doesn't hold shame, guilt, unworthiness, and all those pieces. And as I've done that work over this last 10 years, this shadow piece, I used to be the guy that cared so much what everyone thought about me, to, you know, plan my conversation, edit my words, do everything just to be liked, to be noticed, to be all of it. And through this exploration of connecting to Kevin, I've been able to let that go. And I can just be me. I don't edit anything. And end of the day, anyone that knows me knows me. If you want to judge me, bring it. Do it. It's not going to do anything. I will just float off my back. I've done enough work on myself to be in this place of freedom, of just being Kevin. Because there was 20 years of my life that I put Kevin away. No one knew me as Kevin. I created a completely separate identity and Kevin was put away. And my ego held this other identity and everything I did was. And since this path of yoga, the last 11 and a half years, it's been a practice of walking myself home, walking myself home to me.
And so I love that. And I appreciate being so open about the shadow work. But I do think that a lot of us are in this space of feeling the shadows bubbling up collectively and not knowing what to do with them, right? And so,
absolutely.
And so that premise of dive in, speak them aloud, revisit the spaces that you've been purposely avoiding in your mind. And it's a practice. So
absolutely.
So it's not you do that once. Yay. It's
totally.
We come back, just like we come back to the mat, just like we come back to the cushion.
And absolutely.
So for you, does this look like more of a meditation practice, a movement practice, a journaling practice?
So first thing I would say is we have to have a safe space. We have to have a sacred space that just for us so we can connect to those emotions. So we're not worried what anyone else is listening to. We can have just a safe space so we can connect. That's why I speak so much to having an altar, having a space for just you, whatever resonates with you in that space. So how this looks for me is all of the above. My practice looks like a lot of connecting to Divine Mother and Divine Feminine through chanting, through intention work, through meditation, through prayer. And all of this has allowed me that strength and courage to go in and really trust and surrender. I feel like trust and surrender are two big topics that we don't sometimes know how to work with. But I look at it as like this: trust is on one side, surrender is on the other side. And we need a little bit of hustle to get in there. We need to do a little bit of work to get in there. Otherwise, we're being lazy. And for me, it's the huge catalyst here is consistency, getting there every day. That's why I always say a practice never has to look like anything. Mine looks different every day. Some days it's 5 minutes. Some days it's 2 hours. Some days it's physical. Some days it's chanting and being vocal. So just allowing myself that connection to really feel what I need and what Kevin needs every single day.
I love that. That's great. Now on Sunday, this Sunday, you are leading a movement practice. And I'd love, can you tell us a little bit about what people can expect to experience and move through in that space?
Yeah, we are going to connect to the love inside of ourselves. We're going to connect to that inner warrior inside of ourselves. We're going to connect to the places to look at our journeys and to really remember how strong we are. The times we picked ourselves up and when we've been knocked down, sometimes we don't give ourselves credit enough for how strong we are to be right here in this moment. So it's going to be a deep dive into loving yourself and into feeling each posture out each side out and seeing, is this bringing resistance? What do I need to do here? Is this not bringing resistance? Just allowing yourself to get really introspective inside, to be that inner listener, because all our guidance is here. Everything we need in this life is within. We are the guru. The guru is inside. We just get in our own way sometimes and are unable to listen. So this is going to be a deep dive into internally listening to what you need in this moment.
Amazing. Well, I'm very much looking forward to that practice and connecting with you. So I'm curious, here in this space, we are in the midst of a global pandemic, a civil rights movement. You know, the world is shifting and changing. And of course, since we are a part of nature, you know, it's we are shifting and changing as well. And so I'm curious, what is shifting and changing within you in this moment?
So ever since this pandemic started, all that's been in my awareness is opportunity. There's an opportunity here. And the opportunity is to go inside. The opportunity is to see what you really want. I feel like there's three words in there. What do you want? How does it feel to have what you want? And what does it look like? Because then we're getting in the emotional, the physical, and the spiritual to allow and create the life of our dreams. So in this moment right now, there's so many opinions and judgments and everything else. And there's a lot of social shaming going on because people are in fear and they have a lot of fear. So within this, I really speak about we need to protect ourselves energetically because not everyone has a good intention. And in the world right now, things are being uncovered. So this is a time for us to see what's our truth. What is our truth? And not just go by what the news is saying or go by what the neighbor is saying. What is your truth? And for me, my dharma and my purpose got so clear during this. And it's always been in my awareness for years, ever since I was a kid. But it came crystal clear. And my intention and my dharma is to be a voice for all those in this world that have been silenced. So I am bringing awareness. I'm doing the research. I'm bringing awareness to child trafficking, how women are being treated in this world, what's actually going on. And I'm not going to lie, I've got a ton of hate mail I do almost every single day, but it doesn't matter. I'm going to keep on doing it because this is my purpose. This is my dharma. And we have an opportunity to change the world right now and to bring the kids home right now and to bring balance in and to for women to reclaim their power now. The tides are shifting and it's time for us to reclaim who we are.
And I'm curious, as a man, where are you feeling called to speak, you know, on, I would love a little perspective from your space.
Yeah. So I'm from South Africa. I grew up under apartheid. So I grew up and was born saying there's something wrong with me and your skin is the wrong color. And my great grandmother was a slave. She got taken. She was 6'4" and she had to work sugarcane plantation for 25 years. You know, this sense of this feminine peace has always been inside of me. And if I'm really being honest, I move through my entire life through the feminine. I've only just started to learn how to use my masculine probably in the last 6 months because that's my heart. My heart is the feminine. I speak from that. Anyone that knows me knows that. So every ounce of my being is getting the guidance to speak to what's going on in the world and to bring things up and uncover these things. So I'm doing everything in my power every day to fill my well with knowledge, to spread awareness and to consciously make a change in this world.
And I think, you know, and I, like so many humans in this world, have been having difficult conversations with people in my life, and the resounding sort of question becomes like, what do we do? What can mm-hmm. we do? And on my last episode with Toella Makanda, she said something beautiful. It's like, do what you can with what you mm-hmm. have, with where you're at. So like, no matter what your platform is, if it's your immediate family, or if it's you do what you can to encourage conversation and be vulnerable. And so I'm curious about why the issue specifically of child trafficking, when, you know, there are many issues mm-hmm. that we foot soldiers for in this space.
Right.
Why is this so close to your heart?
I come from trauma as a young person, as a young man in this world. I do have some trauma that I've uncovered over this last 10 years of diving inside. I come from a place where I cry in a whim. I move from that heart space. And I really do believe that all of us deserve a voice. All of us deserve a voice and are deserve to know that our voice matters. I grew up not giving my power away and not believing I was worth anything in my entire life. So why the child trafficking? Because it's been going on for hundreds of years. It's so freaking prevalent in this world. All you have to do is open your eyes and see it. It happens in every city, every country, even the smallest towns. This is happening. This happened and two people got arrested in Saskatoon 3 days ago. This happens everywhere. And kids are a reflection. All we can do is be a reflection for each other. And kids deserve that. And it just breaks me when kids don't even have an opportunity and they're being sold right here, present day, today, in some countries. And it's going on and it's visually, publicly going on. And these kids are being forced into marriage at 12 years old, at 5 years old, at 6 years old. Mm-hmm. And it's being normalized. And it just, that these children deserve to have a voice. They deserve to have a life. And it breaks me when women and children in this world can't even walk down the street because they're scared of being taken, abused, trafficked, can't walk to get groceries, scared of being raped and taken. This is going on every single day in every single city, and this has to stop. This whole dynamic of how women are treated and looked at and gawked at, it has to change. And we need to speak to the uncomfortable to bring this out into awareness. So I am bringing the knowledge. I am bringing the actual facts that every 30 seconds in this world, a children is trafficked. That's truth. Mm. That's what is going on right now.
And it is an interesting, I've watched some documentaries about this issue, and with specifically with child trafficking, it actually doesn't get a lot of media attention
totally.
Because it's so dark, because media outlets are like, no, it's too yucky for us to go there because they want to appease their audience. Right. And so
absolutely.
It's a really, but when the reality is that it's happening all the time. So we can't trust, you know, because we're not seeing it on the news, that it's not happening.
Absolutely.
So I appreciate your voice with this, and hope that others will start opening their eyes, right? And then, so in terms of taking all this and putting it into action, what, if you could give advice to anyone who is looking to help.
Right.
What can they do?
Get involved with your community. Start to know what's going on. Start to educate yourself about human trafficking and child trafficking in this world. Don't believe everything you're seeing on the media. It's just a part of the story. And start to, you know, bring that knowledge in and protect your kids, you know. And that's such a huge one, because not everyone in this world, I know as yogis and wellness people, we want to think everyone has a good intention. But the truth is, not everyone does. Not everyone wants to do their work, and not everyone does. So we need to energetically protect ourselves, so we're not getting thrown hooks, attachments, all these other things. So we're not getting psychic attack putting on us. We need to protect our posts even, so we're not getting trolls that are digging at us and judging us. We need to get involved in our community, start to get involved with women's shelters, start to get involved with, there's a beautiful organization called OUR out of the US that's all about child trafficking, and going into the Middle East and starting organizations. What can we do? And for me, what I can do right now is continue to be a voice for these women and children that don't have a voice, so I can be a reflection for everyone else through. So we can all be for reflections for everyone around the world. But we need to all give voice to these things, even these hard topics. I know they're hard to talk about. I know they're hard to speak about. It's you know, if I wish my eyes haven't seen the amount of evil that is going on in this world, that my eyes have actually seen doing the research and uncovering all of this. But it's going on. It's happening every day. And we have a choice to speak to it or to not. And when we speak to it, we can change it, and we can bring some of these kids home and change this dynamic of how women are treated in this world, because the balance, I really do believe, is shifting.
Yeah. And I think collectively we can feel that, and that a lot of the systems that the patriarchy has built are really broken.
Yeah.
So it's shifting because it has to, because we're, it's broken. It's not nurturing of Mother Nature, of each other, of like, it's the patriarchy expounded right now. And
right.
That's not sustainable on all levels. Even this pandemic is showing us, you know, it's not sustainable, because the earth will, you know, nature will find ways to teach us our lessons.
Right. It's our biggest teacher. It's our biggest healer too. Right. So,
So I really appreciate all of your insight, and look forward to Sunday's class. For anyone who would like to connect with you online or elsewhere, where is the best place that they can find you, Kevin?
Yeah, so my website's kevinnaidyoga.com. I also have a yoga meditation TV series. We just filmed season 3 last week. It's gauged at visually impaired viewers and hearing impaired viewers, as well as Facebook, Instagram, Kevin Naidy Yoga, and everything I'm doing, you can find me all through there.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today, and we'll see you on Sunday.
Thank you. Have a beautiful day.